without a very detailed study of Gothic fiction, you cannot understand 19th century fiction, either in America or in Europe. It's impossible. And there's a conspiracy to make quite certain that students don't in Milano. But all these ways in which the power structure is set up in terms of laboratories, scientists, in the Inquisition, you know, in Poe's story and so on, which is what you want to watch all the time. So that the when you read Hawthorne, then think about that. It won't quite work, you know. You mustn't think I'm like trying to shove everything into categories, but it really is. A lot of his work can be lined up behind these two stories, for convenience, until you start to check it, you see, so the thing doesn't come out as easy as that. But a great deal of his work is dealing with the challenge of what the new thing is in America, imposed on the European, and the what in fact the structure between the self and the community is that you can learn from the Puritan experience of the 17th century in America to bring into the 19th, and what the nature of the man who wants to create is like, whether he's a scientist or an artist. These are all, as you can see, really vital areas of discussion and dramatization, which he does extremely well. So, okay.
One other
John.
Thing. Don't you think that Hawthorne must have been conscious of the echo of Aristotle when he describes Major Mulliner?
Right, the pity and the terror.
I didn't
mention it, but I think it's true. I think that he's using like pretty broad cathartic efforts here. What is the next thing on the list? I've forgotten. Okay, yeah, next time it's Benito Cereno and Bartleby.